Two Edom saw the action from one window. A different pair of Edom saw the action, saw in the middle of Reuven killing Shimon from a different window. There was one person down there by Reuven warning him, telling Reuven, do not kill. You're doing an Avera now. They gave him Asra. So it's like this. So right now, these two pair of Edom are separate pair of Edom, but it depends. There's Man, Shem, Iksosin, Roin, Elu, Eselu. There are four people here. Two in the right window, two in the left window. If one from the right window could at least see one from the left window, then Harei Elu Edesachas. That makes them like one cat, one pair of Edom. And then we have the cloud of the Mishnah before, that you can't give Zimmerman until you give to all four of them. It's called like one cat, one group. But the Imlav, if the two people cannot see the other two, then Harayelu Shteyedis, they're called two separate Edis. If the pairs of Edim cannot see one another, they're called two separate pairs of Edim. And therefore, the Fikach, in Nimtzas Achas Mehem Zemimus, let's say only the right pair of Edim were caught to be Zemimim. Later, two other Edim come and say to the first two pair, you two, you with us someplace else. But to the second pair that they say they saw from the other window, nobody came to make them Zemimim. So now the case is, who the Hein Nehorgim? Who means this Reuven will be killed? Because we have still two kosher Edim saying that Reuven killed. But the Hein, the first two pair of Edim that were caught to be Zemimim, will also be killed. Because they're two separate pair of Edim. So even though only two were caught to be Zemimim, we'll give them the Misa.
Who is Reuven?
The Nidin himself. Because we have four people saying Reuven killed Shimon. Two separate Edim. Now later, third pair of Edom came to say upon the first pair, they were Zemimim. So we take away the first pair. Now as far as Reuven goes, we still have two kosher Edom saying they saw Reuven kill. We'll have Reuven killed. The first pair of Edom will also be killed, because they were called to be Zemimim. The Ashniyat Surah, Hashem's question was Pshita, wasn't it? You have to say it for him. That the second pair of Edom, that's Surah. We're believing them so much that we're even killing Reuven because of them. So Chorb Shita is a Pturah. All right. There's Shnei Pturah. We have Yaisi Yoymeh Liyorla Meinahogim Machiyu Shnei Eidov Masrim Boy. Yashita is no, it's not enough. The Rashi says one Eid was Masra, warned Reuven. The Yashita is a very successful. You have to have two Eidim warning the person. Every Yasra has to be through two Eidim. Shnei says in the Pasuk, Alpi Shnayim Eidim. Alpi Mashma, any mouth, any talk that has to be done, in a case that somebody killed, when you need Edim, part of the Edim is the P, the mouth, that has to be the B'shas Asura warning. So you have to have Edis, there B'shas Asura, you need two people warning. Dov Rach, another Pshat, will soon say, we don't hold like Rav Yosi, we hold even one person could be Masura. So what do we do with the Pesuk, Al P, Shnayim Edim? So another Joshua is, Al P, Shnayim Edim means, Shloye Sanhedrin, Shemas, Mepi Aturgaman. It means the Bezdin has to hear the mouth of the Edim. They have to understand the Edim when they're saying the Edis. And they cannot have an interpreter. But you can't have somebody speaking French if the Bezdin does not understand it. That's why the Sanhedrin has to understand 70 languages. They have to know all the languages. Because the Sanhedrin themselves has to hear and understand the person the Edis saying with Edis. You cannot have a Maturgman. Omer Azutra Baturia. Omer Rav. Minayin li edus miyuched shipsua. It's like a new halacha, not do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was at both windows you had two edim. Now we'll have a shaila, what's going to be at both windows you only had one aid. That's called edus miyuchedus. Each window is only one aid and they did not see one another. How do I know that they're psulim for dina nefashas? We need two edim. Shipsula. Because really you could argue that two people saw the action. One person from the right window, one person from the left window. Two people saw the way Reuven killed somebody. But since these two did not see one another, they're called two separate Eidechods, they're no good for Misa. Or for even for Mamnis. We'll soon see. But how do you know Eidus Mechedes is Psuma? Shinemma says in the Pasuk, La Yumas Alpi Eidechod. Says you should not kill because of one Eid. So the question is, what do we need this Pasuk for? My Echod, what does the Pasuk mean you should not kill because of one Eid? If you want to tell me Eid Echad, Mamish, the positive means literally. You cannot kill because of one Eid, the Chur Mereisha. From the beginning of the pasuk, I know that Sheminim. Law. Because the pasuk says at the beginning, Al pi shnayim Eidim. Says clearly, you can only kill somebody through two Eidim. So why does the pasuk end off, Lo yemusu al pi Eid Echod? Pshita textural. The Torah says you need two Eidim. I understand you cannot kill with one Eid. Ela rather means like this, Ma Echod, what does the pasuk mean you cannot kill through one Eid? It means a Chiddush, Echod Echod. Really, you have two people that are coming to Beis Din say that we saw Reuven kill, but there were two separate Eidim. They did not see one another. That's called Eidus Miuchedes, that Tzula for Dina Nefashas. For Dina Nefashas, the two Eidim have to see one another. If they did not see one another, it's called Eidus Miuchedes, that Tzula for Eidus. Yeah. And Tani Ramech, we learn like this also. It says, La Yumos Al Pi Eidechot. What does the pasuk mean? Lohavi Shnayim Shurei Noisoi. Echad mechalayin zeh, v'echad mechalayin zeh, v'yein royin zeh zeh, the two Eidim do not see one another, shem tzarfim, that's the Chiddush. For loyoy, not only this, but another bigger Chiddush even. Elo afilu b'zeh achaz zeh, v'chalayin echad. There's one window there, that first Reuven looks out the window and sees somebody doing an Avera, and then Shimon says, wait, let me see also. Then Shimon goes to look out the window. That's still no good. Even though they looked out from the same window, two people, and one knows the other one is looking out, but since they did not see the action together, that's also called Eidus Miuchedes. Eim Tzarfim. Omele Rav Papa Labaya, why is this a greater Chiddush? Hashto, Omayachod Mechaloin Zeh V'Yachah Mechaloin Zeh. He says the first case is a bigger Chiddush. Why? In the first case, when they both looked out the window together, true, it was two separate windows, but the Haika Chozi Kula Maisa, Raika Chozi Kula Maisa, they both saw the whole action. Now let's say Reuven is killing Shimon. The action of killing takes a second, like you have to see him stab him. To do the actual action of killing takes a second. So here, when each one saw the action, there were two separate windows, they're both looking out at the same time, so there, that's a big Chiddush, because they both saw the whole Maisa Riga. Still you're telling me it's no good, because the two Eidim did not see one another. Or Matthew tell me Lam Tarfin if so Bizah Hazeh here by the window. They looked out separately, Tai Khozi Palga the Maisa, Vai Khozi Palga the Maisa. They only saw half an action. And the actual action killing they both did not see. So me boy for sure it's no good. Or Malay said back no. Lenitzko, what I mean to say was like this. El Leboy La Serva. Let's say a man is living with another Ashish Ish. Now there he's living with them for 10 minutes. So first Reuven looks out the window and sees it. And then Shimon looks out the window and sees it. So both of them see a complete Maiserva. They see them living together. So here it's the bigger Chiddush. Since they're both looking out from the same window, and the Shas Reuven is looking out, Shimon knows that Reuven is looking out. So Shimon can't see the action. That's also called Eidus Miuchedes. Eidim to Eidim means they have to see together, and they have to see one another. Right. Omar Rava, Im hoyu royin es amasra. So Rav is talking about now the case of the Gemara, about two Eidus Miuchedes. That you have two separate Eidim, what's going to be if the person is giving Hasra in between? He sees both of them. Im or Yerayin Es HaMasra, both of these two Eidechos could see the Masra, or Yamasra Raya Eisen, or else the Masra, the one who's giving warning, sees these two Eidim, but Tarfim, he can make them together, they become like Shnei Eidim. That's also good. There's some Tziruf that's seen together. So Yama Rav, Rav also says, Masra Shomu, that's what we say, the cloud of Hasra, Afilim Fi Atzmai. So person himself to give himself Hasra. If he says, listen people, I know what I'm doing, I know that I'm killing somebody, I know I'm Chayiv Misa for that, I don't care, we'll kill him for that. If two Eidim see Reuven kill Shimon, and Reuven himself speaks out, I don't care, I know what I'm doing, I know I deserve Misa, I'm still doing it, that's called Hasra. You don't need somebody else. The Afilim Fi Atzmai, even if there's a demon there. Two Eidim hear a demon talking and warning the person he has it, that's also called Hasra. There's no din you have to have Eidim, so then he has to know what he's doing. Omer Rav Nachman, Eidus Miuchedes, Kshei B'din HaMamnes. Yishno, B'din HaMamnes, though, two separate Eidim HaKosher. The Spirit says, Lo Yumas HaPi Edechot, Zibin Nefosho Su Diyen Kshayra, Abo B'din HaMamnes Kshayra. Masna Rav Azutra, Le Meyat HaB'din Nefosho Tatsil, but the Nefosho also should be Kosher. Lo Matan Huvei Nehogion Kosher. See, yes, once you tell me Eidus Miuchedes is Kosher, B'din HaMamnes, so you see, they're called Eidus. If they're called Eidus, even though they didn't see together, but since they both saw the action, see here's a frakasha and now mishnah then. When you have two separate Eidim and two separate windows, so each Eidim is called good Eidim. Just since they don't see one another, you do not call it one kat of Edim. To say that if one is called Zimmerman, we could kill him even without killing the other one, see as a prakasha. Since there's a klal of etzilu, by din nefosh, you should always try and save the person. So since there, by din mum to see a svara, that two people seeing together, even though they don't see one another, makes it a tziruf, makes them like one pair of Edim, that's the svara, by din nefosh, at least, to lahatzil, to save them, that if two pairs of Edim are looking out from two separate windows, even though they cannot see one another, but since they're looking out at the same time and they're seeing the same action, that should make them like one pair of Edim, to save them. That in this case, at least, that if one pair was caught to be Zemimim, we should not have them killed unless we find the other pair also. That's his question. Shmuel's question, it's a good question. All right, we'll stop here. We can do a continuum. For Vov and Mabiz. Vov and Mabiz. Rabbi Yossi says that Asura has to be done through two Edim. Two Edim has to warn the Yed, the Nidim. Omle Rav Papa Labaya. Omeyisle and the Rabbi Yossi of High Svar, is it true that Rabbi Yossi really holds like this? That if somebody doesn't have Edim, in order for Bezim to punish him, he has to be warned first. What's called Hasura? With two Edim, is that true? The Atman, we learned like this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasoina, your enemy, somebody that you hate, Nerag, Mivneshu Kamuid. If we know that Reuven hates Shimon, and we see the way Reuven kills Shimon, we have two Edim that Reuven killed him, Bezdin will kill Reuven without Hasra. Why? Because since Reuven hates Shimon, we know who did it intentionally. He's a Muid. Shemuit, he knows what he's doing, and he means to kill him. Umusra, he's considered like he has Asura automatically. So you see, even without two Edim, just the fact that you know what you're doing, you can say it was a mistake. We know if you hate the person, now you killed him, that you planned it, you knew what you were doing. So we kill you for that. So Chutz Estivu Rav Yossi, if it's exerus custody, if you need two Edim, see, even if the person's a signer, but you don't have two Edim. Omalei answered back, true. But to who Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda he? That's a different person. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The time you've learned like this. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Chover ain't Tzarech Hasro. A chover means someone to Talmud Chacham that knows the halacha. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't have to be warned at all. Why? L'fishalei nitnu Hasro elo lahavchim ben shevig lemezid. According to him, the main purpose is that a person should not be able to answer back to Bezdin. It was a mistake. I didn't realize what I was doing. I did not know it was also. So as long as you are Talmud Chacham that you know the halach is, you can't say that. So there's no special halach in having Asura. So really, the Kapash, as it comes out, we have three shittas here. We have Yosi in the Mishnah, he's the most chumadik shittas. You need two Edim. Whether you're a chover, whether you're saying you know what's happening, whether you don't know what's happening, as the Gzeras HaKosev. You need two Edim to be there to warn the person. That's part of the Gzeras HaKosev, Al-Pi Shnayim Edim. To pee the mouth of two Edim has to be upon this person from the beginning until the end. They have to be there at the beginning warning him, and then these two Edim have to come to Bezdin and tell Bezdin what happened. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. The other Shita is no, you don't have to have, like the Mishnah, you don't have to have two Edim, as long as one aid tells the person. But before, even a shade, or even the person himself, as long as like it's being spoken out, the Shas is doing the Avera, stop, don't do it, that's also enough. The biggest Chiddush is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that he says, no, if we know the person knows the Allah, he knows the score, he knows what's happening here, so he's Chayev, he'll get the punishment without being warned at all. You don't even need a shade. That's the most cool Dikashita. So only Lahavchin Ben Shegeg remains. As long as you can't say you're a Shegeg, you'll be Chayev. The Melvin says, Dov Rach, another Pshat, the Mishnah says, Al Pi Shnayim Edim. That means Shnoite Sanhedrin, Shemath Pati Aturgman. That's not to hear the words of the Edim, they have to understand them, and that's the real interpreter. So more asked the question, Anu Luzi, there are people from French, the Osulu Kaimi the Rovo, and they spoke French to Rava. So uki Rava tugma benayu. Rava the Dayan, the Dayan, put an interpreter in between the two. So the question is, Reichi Yavadachi, how can you do like this? V'yotanana says now Mishnah, Shemoyte Sanhedrin Shemasa Piyat Tugman. That's called Api Shnayim Edim. You asked here from the mouth of two Edim, and not an interpreter in between. Skmarim says, Rava meidehevi yoda madehevi amri. Rava understood French. He knew what the Edim was saying. Just bahadure hudulehevi yoda. He did not know it well enough to answer back. So to answer back to the Edim, he had an interpreter. But the understanding what the Edim said, Rava understood it himself. Mar says now,